here we are. Welcome to my crib, MTV. Sorry, too old of a reference. I just can't keep up with you kids these days. Actually, I remember when MTV first came out. I thought it was the freshest bomb diggity since JNCO jeans. Don't you okay boomer me, you dork. You're the one that got suckered. I mean, was kind enough to give me all your hoodies. Speaking of which, bring those over here. We're gonna make like a nest of hoodies. Yes, I'm being serious. Don't laugh at me. I just wanted to validate your emotions and cuddle you, but instead, I came out here for a good time and I'm feeling so attacked right now. Kiss? Yes, I screamed kiss at you. I was just surprised. No, good surprised. Surprised, but happy. Now, how about that hoodie nest? Then this can go here. I can go there. And all done. What are you waiting for? Get your butt down here and join me. Aw, yeah, baby. We got the big frickin' comforts here, dude. Now give me another kiss. Now just come here and snuggle with me for a while. Just rest your head on my shoulder and let all your worries melt away. It's all okay now. You're safe here. It's just me and you now. You won't need to stress about anything else ever again. I had my eye on you for a while, you know. Watching you at home and at work. You always seem to hate it, and all those rude customers yelling at you, plus you always had to work extra because no one else would come in. Yeah, I get you, man. It's just stressful. I feel that. Feel it in my bones. I do too! Being a Dulhan isn't all relaxing with a great guy in a nest of hoodies. I have to work hard too. I spend all day with people at their worst, making sure that they get where they gotta go, you know? It's just draining. It's sad. I relish the people I do get to talk to. Like you. Shush, you nerd! God. And I hate my manager, too. He's always on at me for not being fast enough, and I'm like, it's not about being fast, it's about making people have a good transition to the next state of their existence. And you gotta be nice and treat everyone well and all personal-like. But he's just like all, no, you gotta get those numbers up, Missy, those are rookie numbers. And it just makes me miserable. Like, I may be a supernatural being, but I have feelings too, right? And having to help people on death's doorstep every day really takes its toll. Some people come quietly, just sad and alone. Others beg me not to take them. Most are angry and confused. And sometimes it's just too much to handle. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess that's kind of how you found me. I was having a really off day already, so I figured I could maybe steal a hoodie or two, and then I'd have something to relax in when I'm not busy. It's not like anyone would miss them, right? Yeah, and then you found me rifling through your closet. I mean, can you blame me? Your hoodies are so nice and soft, and they smell, like, really nice. No, I'm not saying you smell good, you dork. Just your hoodies. You have a really good fabric softener, obviously. What do you think I was going to say? Though I guess maybe you smell kind of nice. I said shush. You've done enough talking for now. Just shut up and let me hold you some more. This is supposed to be about you and helping you relax. You've been working so hard and you deserve a break. Rest your head on my shoulder and let me give you some head scritchies. Huh? Yeah, of course I can take my head off. I'm a doulahan. Why do you ask? You want to hold my head? Okay, I guess. Just give me a second. So why did you want me to... I mean, hey, you can't just do that all the time. What do you mean I'm blushing? What's a blush? Just shut up and don't drop me. So is there a reason you needed me to take my head off, or... Or... Oh. I mean, I wanted to give you head scritchies, but if you want to give me head scritchies, I guess it's okay. It does feel kind of nice. I can see why you really enjoy it. And I can hear your heart beating. It's so calming. Just the steady rhythm drumming in my ears while you breathe in and out. I could stay like this forever. You've done so much work, and I can tell it was stressing you out. It's okay, though. You're here now. You don't need to think about all that stuff anymore. All those mean customers and coworkers and your boss. Just take a few deep breaths with me and let it all float away. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. Take another breath in. And out. Let your shoulders just sink down as you feel all your worries melting away. See? Don't you feel so much better? It's all going to be okay now. Just keep taking deep breaths for me and relax. You've done such a good job. Just because I said to relax doesn't mean you can stop scratching my head. It feels really nice to have your fingers running through my hair. Of course, if you get tired, you can just hold me close and let me listen to your heart. It's so nice to be here with you, just cuddling and forgetting about our problems for even a few minutes. We might as well enjoy it for as long as we can. I mean, it's not like you actually want to stay here forever, right? Wait, really? Are you sure you'd be okay staying with me? I mean, forever is like a really, really long time. I only meant to steal a hoodie or two from you, but... If you don't mind giving me your afterlife, too, I know we wouldn't be able to spend all our time cuddling together like this. I mean, I do have a job to do as a doulahan, but when I'm home, I promise we can spend all of our time cuddling together as long as we like, never worrying about anything at all. Huh? What do you mean, not all of our time? Don't think I don't see that look you're trying to give me, mister. What, was once not enough already? No, I wasn't suggesting right now. I mean, you know, unless you really wanted to, I guess I could be talked into... Seriously? I thought we just went over this. You can't just keep interrupting me like that. If you're gonna keep doing that, I'll just have to make you put that sassy mouth of yours to better use. Oh, don't get cold feet now, mister. Especially after you dropped my head. I think you owe me, don't you? What? What kind of question is that? Of course I've never done that to myself before. I mean, why do you think I got so flustered last time? Well, yeah, you were pretty good, but that was still a first for me. Anyway, what's your point? Wait, you want me to help you? As in, both of us down there, at the same time? I guess that doesn't sound so bad. Can you give me back my head then? Shut up! I'm not blushing that much. Just hand me over already, you dork. Oh, wow, that feels so much better than I thought it would. I never really appreciated how soft and smooth the skin on my collarbone is. Was it that good for you too? Oh god, now feeling your lips on the other side, you're really taking your time, aren't you? At this rate, we're gonna be spending all day on my... Oh, that is not fair. You could have warned me before going straight for my tits. God, the way the tip of your tongue is tracing circles over my breasts, that feeling is just... I can't help but join you. Tracing my lips, my tongue over the soft flesh. Oh, why didn't I ever try this before? But as nice as that feels, you had something even better in mind, didn't you? Not that I normally mind you taking your time, but you're really starting to get me worked up. So, why don't you follow my lead? Tasting every inch. All my soft, supple skin. Enjoying the silky texture of my tummy as you work your way down. All the way to my... Yeah, right there. Oh, God. And the feeling of your tongue tracing circles around my clit. It's almost too much. But you said you wanted me to help too, right? So can you move over a bit? So I can have a taste too? I knew I didn't taste bad after our last time, but this is worlds better than I could have ever imagined, and I thought just having your mouth on me was already that good. Think you can make it even better? What did you have in mind? Both of us? At the same time? You mean while you... Oh. No, I don't mind. I mean, if it's okay with you. We were already gonna spend the rest of... as long as we have... together. Then, of course I'd say yes. It's... well, it would be my first time, so... be gentle. Please. Oh. Okay, slowly start sliding your dick between my plump, wet pussy lips. And take my head and hold it so that I can stick my tongue out and lick it. Yeah, like that. Oh God. Fuck. We taste so good together. Oh, fuck. I've literally never seen myself at this angle. It's so fucking hot watching you slide against me like that. Oh, you stick it in me now, please. I'm still so sensitive from before, so please just stick it in nice and slow. Yeah, I'm still all wet from last time too, so it should slip in nice and easy. It's okay. You can do it. Oh, slow, slow. Oh. I'll just start kissing your dick. Will you slide into me? Oh, fuck. Oh. Watching you slide into me, I could feel my pussy pulsing, twitching against you. This is just coating you, making your dick all nice and shiny. And you kind of slip out and slide back into me. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Please keep going. Don't you dare fucking stop. You want me to lick your shaft? Will you just fuck me with your tip? Yeah, okay. I'm gonna start trailing my tongue up my shaft. I'm flicking my clit with it as I go up. Fuck. Oh, I'm sliding back down. Oh, running my tongue in the slow circles. Oh, what was that? Fuck, we taste so good together. So good together. Fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna start flicking my tongue over my clit. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Keep going. Keep going. Keep fucking me. Just keep fucking me. Fuck. Fuck. It's so fucking deep now. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me. Come, flowing out of me. Will you fuck me? Please come to me. Please, please come inside me. Please, please, please. Yeah, yeah, like that, like that. Fuck, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Yeah, yeah. Fuck. Let me clean the tickle off. Oh, fuck. Your cum tastes so good mixed with my cum. I know you're so sensitive. And you hold me at my pussy so I can taste me too. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I was sliding my tongue into my pussy. Fuck, we taste so good together. Yeah, you wanna taste our juices on my tongue? Come here, baby. Good. We have to do that more often. What? Why does it matter who the putties belong to? I mean, obviously they're mine, but... Come on, don't look so sad. Okay, fine. I guess we can share them. We'll just have to find a hoodie big enough to fit both of us in it. Until then, I think we should cuddle some more.